It's a rainy morning and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, which I really can never do. Usually I'm lying in bed recording these, except a couple times I was at my laptop, but I have about 10 minutes. I always have like 10 minutes to do something naughty on an audio because I really don't get enough time alone in the house. And this is just our little secret. I'm not planning to tell anybody in my family what I've been doing. What I've been doing to turn myself and you on. So I got a few suggestions about things that I might talk about in my audios. And someone suggested that I do a dominant scenario. And I just want to say that yesterday in a chat, I found myself doing just that. There's a woman I've been chatting with who's a lot younger than me, into the older woman thing, but she knows I don't want anyone to call me mommy. I don't even want my kids to call me mommy. And yeah, so we were just chatting and we met in a bar where I was sitting by myself having a beer and reading a book of poetry, of course. And she comes up to me and she's all in her crop top and skirt and just adorable and starts talking to me. And yeah, it was just unbelievably hot to be expressing these kinds of things with a woman, especially such an incredibly sexy woman. And yeah, so we got a little drunk and then we start making out in the bathroom and then we go to her place. And I, even not knowing what the hell I'm doing, because I've never been with a woman before, I just find myself sort of taking charge at a certain point. She had taken off her panties when we were at the bar, and I put them in my pocket. And then I took mine off, and then I took both of our panties and I stuffed them in her mouth and pinned her to the back of the sofa. And I just went to town on her body. I explored. I did all the things that I've been wanting to do with a woman. All the things that I love to see how they would land for her. Sucking on her gorgeous nipples. And running my fingers up and down her slit. just inside her labia, feeling her wetness. And then, after teasing her, I started to use my tongue. Rubbing my tongue up and down her slit, and then landing on her gorgeous pink clit and sucking it into my mouth and not departing from that spot. I'm driving her crazy. And getting my fingers wet, plunging first two and then three fingers inside to fuck her. Oh, fuck. And I'm not even touching myself, and I'm so turned. Oh, of course I am touching myself right now. And then as I can hear her desire building, I take my pinky in my other hand and I wet it and I work it into her tiny asshole. I check to see if that's okay, and she nods and she's moaning, and so I go a little further, and before I know it, she starts to shudder. She squirts all over me, anointing me, initiating me into the pleasure of being with a woman. Another really special thing that happened in the last 12 hours is I had submitted a request on GWA for a woman to record an audio for me, and Joe did that, and she did such a phenomenal job. I still can't get over it. So go to my profile and link to it. Listen to it. It's part one, apparently. I don't know if I will survive a part two, because part one just about killed me, Joe. Yeah. So it's a rainy, gray Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? I don't know what day it is anymore. Every day is play with my pussy day. In spite of all the many things I have been neglecting to do. Nothing that's going to get me fired from my job or make me fail the class I'm taking right now, but man, I don't think I've been this horny since, I don't know, it's been a long time, but I am not gonna question it. I'm just riding it out, riding it. I wish I could be riding you. That's right, I know I'm talking a lot about women, but I'm definitely bi, and I definitely need plenty of cock in my life. So I think I better wrap it up before I am rudely interrupted by someone coming home. I hope you have an excellent day. And let me know how this hits you. Bye.